Hi there. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the area manager here. You're speaking with Tara. She wanted me to get on the line here, kind of get you the details of the service and answer any questions that you might have. Happy Monday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Yeah, you too, bud. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
All's well.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, Tara tells me that you're about to launch Google Ads, but you had a little bit of trouble getting Google verified. Now this is for the local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. So we definitely would get you PIN verified. Cover your entire service area too with Facebook ads, and of course you'd be on Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Facebook, be on Yelp, Siri on a smartphone. It is a month-to-month service and a flat rate. You're looking at exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for that $299. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. So, of course, it's not a lead-based service. Did you have any questions for me?
It covers. I mean, I think more than anything, I don't know what the $300 covers on a monthly
Right.
basis.
Yeah.
What do you do for the $300?
So we're going to create all the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. Tara's talking about that local map or that PAC result that pops up. Now, the businesses that pop up there are simply there because they've got the right content online, content that relates to the particular person's search in that area. So again, like I said, you'd have all the additional destinations and directories known to the public and unknown. Google basically will index that information like a website so that you'll be recommended on that first page. Now we can target anywhere in your service area. Tara says that Englewood, Denver, we'll target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. There is going to be $100 of Facebook ads. Now, obviously, you're doing Google ads. Google ads are a little bit more per click. With Facebook, you're looking at about 20 or 22 cents per click. So $100 of Facebook ads is about 400 clicks in a month. Now, the calls come to you, so it's not a lead-based
And
service.
with that, do you help me get my, I started on a Facebook Marketplace listing, but I haven't
Sure.
finished it yet.
Oh,
Is that what
yeah.
you guys would help me do, is finish
Yeah,
that, run that out?
that's exactly what we'd be doing. We'd be helping you with that too. And then Tara said kind of you were trying to get PIN verified with Google Maps also, but it got rejected. That happens a lot of times, and we can definitely help you with that as well. I mean, that's the first step in getting you on that first page. So we'll create all that content for you. You'll have access to a client dashboard, 24/7 access. You can see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, etc.
I got a call from a Google partner. Who are you guys? I got a call from AdIQ.
Oh yeah, I'm
Just
familiar
before the
with
end of the year.
AdIQ. Yeah, I'm familiar with AdIQ. We're Local Splash. Localsplash.com's our website. And we've got over 1,000 Google reviews. We've been around since 2004. I've actually been with the company myself since April of 2013, so more than 11 and a half years. You'd definitely be in good hands with us.
Okay. Tell me and it's month to month.
Yes, it is. It is month to month. There's no contract, so that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. And you can pause it too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, I mean, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally. As long as you're using the service, though, it is going to be that fixed flat rate of exactly $299 a month. That rate will never go up on you, and it is all inclusive. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that.
Okay. And is $299 the best you can do? I only say that because the services that AdIQ was at least saying that they offered are, they sound fairly similar to what you're providing here.
Right.
And they were quite a bit, I don't know, it was end of year deal or what, I don't know what the deal was, but it was
okay.
Quite a bit less. And maybe their services are not as good as yours or whatever, but I have something in the back of my mind.
Yeah, and it might not have been, that's pretty low. I mean, obviously, you know, if you're spending a dollar on something worth a dime, you're still overspending. And if you're getting the return on your investment,
right,
it really doesn't matter what you're spending as long as you're making that money back. It might not have included Facebook ads. I mean, there's $100 of Facebook ads. And they might not have been entirely truthful if they're telling you that they can cover your entire service area without doing some form of paid ad. I mean, you're looking at doing Google ads yourself.
Yeah, I know.
You want to. It might have just been for your zip code, and it might have just been for a handful of directories. Now, I mean, I could start taking things away. You know, you'd save $100 if you don't do $100 of Facebook ads. That comes directly out of what you'd be paying us.
It's not that it really matters. Not the cost doesn't really. I don't think that they did talk about $100 worth of you know X in there.
Right.
Regardless.
Right.
This sounds pretty good. I'm spending some money as soon as I turn it on with Angie and Thumbtack right now. They're way higher than this. So.
Oh yeah, my goodness. Lead based services are pretty expensive. $100 or more
good.
Per lead. Yeah. Are you already doing Facebook, or is that also not yet turned on? I mean, not Facebook, Thumbtack.
No.
Are you doing Thumbtack yet or not?
Creed.
Okay.
Thumbtack. Yeah. Yes.
So
I haven't started either yet. I just built out those campaigns. Yeah.
Okay.
Those
okay.
two. Yeah. So they're super expensive.
They are. They
we're
are.
Getting going here. I felt like they were. At least I've been told by other people in the restoration business that you're probably going to get some quicker wins right out of the bat. Right out of the gate, if you were to go ahead and sign up with those, that remains to be seen because we haven't turned them on yet.
It might.
We're just starting
I mean, it could be the case. I mean, obviously, I mean, with a lead-based service, I mean, really, the day that you sign up, there's already leads that they can send you. A lot of the times, they've already been or will quite soon be sent to your competitors. Both Thumbtack and Angie are shared lead systems. So you will get leads, and you'll get leads pretty quickly. Like, basically, as soon as you turn things on, you'll start getting leads. But the same leads that you get go out to a couple of your competitors. You're always kind of dealing with a potential customer who's expecting multiple bids. So you're not always going to get the job, but, of course, you are always going to pay for the lead. And the lead might be $80 or $180, right? So this is going to be more affordable. You are going to reach more people. Not everyone uses Angie or Thumbtack, but pretty much everyone uses Google. But it's not immediate. You know, we can't flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight. Obviously, we have to get your PIN verified. You know that takes a little bit of time. We have to create the content. We're told to say 7 to 10 business days to get things like your Facebook ads up and running and create those directories that will create. So it does happen quickly, though. I mean, it's not immediate, but, you know, it is month to month for a good reason. We have to get your phone ringing and earn your business even in that first month.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Can you do any better than the 300, or is that what it is?
The one thing that I would do or be able to do here instead of start taking things away, because I want you to have the strength of programming that's really going to get you the phone calls, there's a friends and family rate in my system here, and I'm not going to tell my boss that, you know, you're my cousin or I've known you since high school or anything like that. I don't think I need to. You know, I would
I've
be
always
honest.
Liked you. You know, I really do.
I can tell him that. I can tell him you've been friendly from the beginning. And I'll tell him that you're trying leads. You know, you're about to do Angie's. You're about to do Thumbtack. And you know, he knows that those services can be pretty expensive. The same exact package that we're talking about here, the friends and family rate drops it to $249, not $299, and it waives the initial $99 setup fee. So you save almost $150 on top of the reduced rate, and then every month moving forward, you'll save the $50. So it would be $249 as an out-the-door cost. That still has the $100 of Facebook ads included.
Okay. Yeah, I think let's go ahead and do it. Tell me what happens after I sign up. Am I assigned somebody that helps me with?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're going to pick my brain about the business. And
that's exactly what we're going to do. And today, if you've got time, we call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will do exactly that. Pick your brain. We'll kind of, you know, verify information that I have, information off of your website, make sure we know things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk to you about your services, your service area. That call takes about 30, maybe 40 minutes. We schedule by the hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And if you've got time today, we would certainly want to get that done. Get you in, and it looks like as early as 11 o'clock. That's pushing it a little bit. But we could do 11 this afternoon. There's 12. There's also 2, 3, or 4 o'clock. Would you be available for any of those times? Again, you don't have to be in front of a computer.
Yeah, I could do later on this afternoon. Maybe it's not a part of this here, but I'm hung up on my Google Ads thing. Does that same person have any insights into the Google Ads side of things?
Absolutely. They can give you a little bit of advice and things like that. Obviously, we wouldn't be doing Google Ads with this particular package. We can do Google Ads for you. We can manage those Google Ads, but definitely you can pick their brain too. You know, they're very knowledgeable, and you can ask them about Google Ads and kind of explain to them some of the issues that you might be having, and they can definitely help you to manage those ads on your own. Now, the name of the company, as you want it.
What does it cost? What does it cost to add Google Ads? Is that even part of this?
We wouldn't be doing pay-per-click ads. There's a minimum required ad spend of $300 a month. That goes directly to your Google Ads. There's a 25% management fee of Google Ads, but that's 10% below the industry average. We are Google Premier Partners, so we are trained and certified to manage Google Ads. Phrase match, broad match, exact match, negative keywords. It's all designed to get you a higher return on investment with those Google Ads. In fact, that's really the main reason that Google started the partnership program a little over 9 years ago, to help businesses get a higher return on investment with Google Ads, so they're more likely to keep that product. We can always add Google Ads later on. It would just increase what you'd be spending with us to $300, because that goes directly to your Google Ads after that 25% management fee.
Okay, yeah, I'd probably be interested in that.
So we can definitely, I'll put the notes in here for our client interview technician to at least give you a little bit more information on what Google Ads can be for you, and maybe help you with any of the issues that you're seeing right now. It's something we can always add later on. So it's Maxwell Restoration. That's how you want your company branded. And of course, the name of your business.com is the website that we will be promoting for you. The phone number on your website is the 720-303-5188. Is that the business number? Is that the number you want your customers to call?
Yeah.
Okay. The number that we're speaking on right now, though, this is a good number for us to use to reach you regarding your account?
That's fine.
Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. And then your first name is Joel, right? I don't know if your last name is Maxwell, like the business, but Tara did not get your last name.
Neubert, Neubert.
Neubert, like Tom?
Yeah, as in Tom. Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And then looking on your website, I'm trying to find an email address. This is really more for us to contact you. We do use phone, text, and email.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's joel.neubert.
Okay.
At maxwellrestoration.com.
Okay, perfect. And then did you have any particular preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Text is great.
Text, okay, I'll put text preferred. Text preferred is...
Text or email.
Okay, text or email. And the business itself is, it's service-based, right? No one ever comes to you. There's not like a physical address, brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you want your customers to know about. Okay, perfect. I did on Angie, though, see there's a physical address, the 1135 North 1540 East. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's my residence in Utah. I have a, we have a business, our business license is tied to, a physical address in Boulder, Colorado, and my son lives just south of Denver in Inglewood. So we do have two addresses that we could list.
Okay. And it would be the one that's kind of most centrally located to your service area. Is that Inglewood or Boulder?
Probably Inglewood.
Okay. And, again, this is just to help us pin verify you. It's not going to be an address that anyone would see online. But what is that physical address then for the business?
It is. Let me get it here. Okay, it's 3441 South Broadway.
Okay.
It's in Inglewood, Englewood.
Mm-hmm. That's populating 80113.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, I would take a look at that client interview schedule. And the other thing that I'm required to do here, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we're doing the friends and family rate, $249, no setup fee, etc. Now, as far as that follow-up call, you said you would be available this afternoon. Are we looking at 2, 3, or 4 o'clock?
Let's do 3 o'clock today.
3, okay. It's going to be scheduled from 3 o'clock until 4. Like I said, it's a 1 hour window. Call usually takes about 30, 35 minutes. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions that you might have before handing it over to them. And then before I do read that voice verification, how did you want to take care of that initial $249? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover?
I have a call in 3 minutes with someone else. And can we take care of that during the 3 o'clock call today? Actually, my call's in 2 minutes now.
Okay.
Yeah. Be taken care of now.
I'd have to get it on file before we do that that 3 o'clock call. Do you need like 20 minutes, half hour, an hour?
Yeah, I do. Give me 30 minutes on this call here, and then if you want to, just give me a call back.
Yeah.
And we can take care of that.
Yeah, perfect. I'll need about 5-10 minutes of your time, get through that voice verification, get you out a couple of emails, and then we've got you already scheduled for 3 o'clock today. So I'll call you back in about half an hour.
All right. That sounds good. Yeah, 11:30 would be great. Thank you.
All right. No problem. Thank you, Mr. Newbert. We'll talk to you in about a half hour. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bye-bye.